We're up to Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, the new Perek. The Mishnah says, HaMaktish Esodeyu Bishor Shein HaYovel. If somebody's Maktish his field at the time when it's not knowing the Inyan of Yovel, which means when you don't have any more of Rav Klayis or living in Eretz Yisrael, the Shas is brought down when Sancheriv Melech Asher, when it's Nigalu Shevet Ruvay Mishevet God Chas Shevet Menasher, so from that time on it was Botol the Yovel. So somebody's Maktish his fields then, so then the Loch is, you don't have this Kula to be girded back according to the Cheshbon of Chamishim Shkolim, but rather now you have to be pointed it Bishop of how much it's worth. So Maktish is a day of Bishor Shena Yovel. So like this, Oy Maloy, we say Tosach Ato Rishon, you should say first how much you want to pay for it. We go back to the Bailim. Oy Maloy, we say to the Bailim that you tell us how much you want to pay for it. And the reason is why do we want the Bailim himself to be paid with redeem it back from Hegdish? Because Shehabailim Leistin Chaimish, the Lachar is the Bailim, whenever they redeem something back from Hegdish, they have to add an extra fifth. So therefore Hegdish will gain on the deal. So therefore Hegdish like says to the Bailim, we would like you to buy it back, how much do you want to pay for it? But the Choladim ain't a Leistin Chaimish. Anybody else that redeems it does not have to add a Chaimish to give to Hegdish. The other Gemara says, Maisa, the one side, the Mishnah says, Maisa, Biach, was up with one person. Shita says, Sodeyu, Mevnei Rosa. He was Makish his field because it was a Biach field. Meaning to say that you had to spend more money putting into it than produce would come out. It was not worth anything, really, this field. So he was Makish the field. Omulah, they said to him, Psachat Rishon, okay, now to redeem it back, say how much you want to give. Is Omas, the prayer, the Bailam said, Hare Yishali Biisa. I'll buy it back with an Issa, which is 8 prutos, or else it's 1/4 of 1/24 of a dinar. Now, Amar Rabbi Yossi says that wasn't the Maisa, but rather, Layom Azeh, the person did not say he'll pay an Issa, Ela Bekebetza, the person said, to me it's worth a Beitza, I'll give a Beitza for it. And Alokharish, Hegdish Nifta Bekesav, or Shava Kesav. You can repay the Hegdish whether it's a Shava Kesav, or whether it's a Kesav, or Shava Kesav. Therefore, you're allowed to give an egg to be pointed from Hegdish. Is Amaloy, so the Hegdish said back to this person, he gascho. I mean, like, okay, you can keep it, you have it. Nimtza comes out, mafsid Issa, b'sadei alafonav, that this person is by him, according to the first gears, that he said, I'll pay it Issa, lost out on Issa, because really it's not worth anything for him, because you have to spend more money to put in to get something out. So therefore, it's like he lost an Issa, but the Sada becomes his. The other Gemara says, "Hamaktis sedeyu b'shom." So oimrim, the what we tell the Bailim, you come and be poyder it. I v'otan, you will learn the kaifin that we force him. So Gemara says also, "My oimrim." What does the Mishnah mean to say, "My oimrim nami kaifin"? The Mishnah also means to say we force him to buy it. He buys it to be poyder it back. In order that he should be meisiv the chaimish. The boy say another terrors could be me koro imrim. At the beginning we just tell him nicely, please you go and be pointing it back from Hegdish. He'll go after an extra fifth. It soyis, soyis. If he listens, very good. Vilo, if he doesn't listen, then koifer, and then is we have to force him. Then it says the Mishnah Shabailam Noisnu Chaimish that the owner he has to add on a fifth. So Marius, my Irish Shabailam Noisnu Chaimish, what do you have to say because the Bailam adds on an extra fifth? Typically, that since he owned the field before, Mr. Tommy, he likes it, he knows how good the field is, he would give a better price, he would want to outbid anybody else. So that should be a reason why he wants the owner himself to redeem it. Hegdish will get more money off the Karen alone. Secondly, mitzvahs gula biyodon, there's a mitzvah for the odon, the original owner, to be pointed back from Hegdish, like the Mishnah says in the end of the first book of Bechoris. That mitzvah biyodon is to be girl before other people. So where it says true, I'll tell you, Chodah, the Mishnah says one answer, V'yayd Kaman, there's another answer. Chodah Taka, there is one answer, Di'adi D'chaviv Yolei Tvei, since the person likes the field very much, he'll add more money, Tvei Yoparik Loi, he'll redeem it, he'll spend more money, so that's the reason why the owner should redeem it. V'yayd, secondly, there's an Indian, that mitzvah's gula biyodon. There's a mitzvah for the Yodin, the original one that was Makdashit, there's a mitzvah for him first to go and redeem it. For Yod, and thirdly, it says, now Mishnah, Shabbailam Leis Nechayim, which is an extra Svarim, that the Bailam has to add on to a fifth. Add on a fifth. Then it says, Maisa bi Echod, Sheikh Tisodayim. So Moros says, Leim, let's say, look, what's the Machoikis? whether the case of that Maisa was where he said, I'll give an Isser, or he said, I'll give a Beitza, what's the difference? So Rav says, let's say, Bokim, if it is the Machlekis. To Rabbi Yossi, so that he holds what? That the case was with an egg. Shava Kesef, that you even redeem something with Shava Kesef, not only with silver, with money, but even with an egg. For Rabbanan, so that they say, no, the Maisa was the person said, redeem with an Isser, Sarvi, they hold, Shava Kesef, was any Kesef. No, you have to be quite Hegish, Tafka with money, not with Shava Kesef. So Marius, no, that can't be. For a Kaimler, we know, we hold that the Shava Kesef is Kesef. It always Shava Kesef is good, like Rashi says. The Armina Mabakama, learning more Mabakama, Yoshev the Rabbi Shava Kesef, Afilu Subin. When you have to pay up, so not only with Kesef, Shava Kesef is also good. So could it be praised from Hegdish also, Shava Kesef is good. So what should be the Machlekes then? So words like this. Could be the Kuliyam, everybody holds, that the Shava Kesef is Kesef. Avadi could be praised from Hegdish, even with Shava Kesef, things that are worth the money, not only money itself. The Yachas, what's the Shala, what the story was? The Poydin Bedover, Shein Bechoim Shoy, Shava Pruta Kemiflagi. In other words, if you praise it back, you have to add an extra fifth. So we want to make sure that fifth is worth a pruta. So Biosi that says the story was with an egg, a fifth of an egg is not worth a pruta, so that's a chiddush. And the Mora says, Tanakama, Sava Tanakama, that says the Maisa was Isam, Diko, Bechoim Shoy, Shava Pruta. An Isar, a koponim, is at least four prutas. So if you add another fifth to it, it comes out to be a pruta. So therefore, the Chaimish is also a pruta. That's good, because you always want to make it that the Chaimish you have to pay has to have a din kesef on it. And less than a pruta is not called kesef. However, Rabbi Yossi Kibetza, Nami Parkinon, he holds no. Even though the Chaimish of a Beitza is not worth a Shava Pruta, so what? The Ik opinion is with the Beitza, that is worth a Shava Pruta. And you have to add a fifth onto that, so it's still enough. Then it says in the Mishnah, Omaloi, that Hegdish says to him, Higatichu, like it's yours. And ends off, Nimtza Mavsa Issa, but so they have a fun. If the person loses an Issa, and he has his field back. So Mara says, Stomach Rabbonin, this Maisa is done like the Rabbonin, that you have to be pointed with the Issa, and it's not enough just to give a Shava Beitza, since the Chaimish Shava would not be a Shava Pruta. Now the Mishnah says, Omar Echad, let's say somebody says, Harehi Shali B'yesa Sloyim. I'm willing to pay a 10 sloim to be paid this field. And then the Echroim, another one, said, B'yesrim, I'll pay 20 sloim to be paid this field. Then the Echroim and B'shleshim, another one said, no, I'll pay even 30 sloim to be paid this field from Hegdish. The Echroim and B'aboim, the fourth person said, no, I'll pay 40 sloim. The Echroim and B'chamishim, and the fifth one said, he'll even pay 50 sloim to be paid this field from Hegdish. So the Chura Besdin gives us the one that says 50. But what's going to be Choza Beishochavishim? Before the 50th one comes to pay up, he retracts, he doesn't want to be Poydur anymore. So Locher is, we go to the 41 and make him be Poydur it. But Bamashkinin Minachosav Adesam, we take away 10 Sloyim from this one that promised to give 50. Because now we're only getting 40. So Hegdish should not lose out, we take away 10 from him. What's going to be Chozo Boi Shalaboyim? The one that says he wants to give 40 also retracts now. So Lachu is Mamashkinu Mechosav Adesar. We take away 10 Sloyim from him because all we're going to get now is 30. So he's Achroi for this 10 that Hegdish is losing out. And the same thing, what's going to be Chozo Boi Shalaboyim? The one that said he wants to pay 30 Sloyim. He retracts. The same thing, Mamashkinu Mechosav Adesar. We take away 10 Sloyim from him. Chaza by Shalashim, the same thing, the one that says they'll give 20, also retracts. So Lachurit Mamashkinim and the Chaza by Adesim, we take away from him, are also 10 Sloyim. Chaza by Shalashim, that's even the last one that says they'll give 10 Sloyim, he also retracts. So Lachurit is now, Moichur Noisim Bishaveha. We sell it at the right price the way it's worth. For the Froyim Mishal Eser, Es HaMoisim. Meaning to say, let's say Bezdin sells it now even for less than 10. Somebody only pays 8. So therefore this one that says he'll give 10, he'll have to add on the extra 2. Since Beznavers has to get 10. So therefore if they only get 8, he'll have to pay the extra 2. That's called Venefroy Mishal Eser Esamoisim. We take away from this last one the difference that the Hegdish did not get. What's going to be now? The Mishnah says, Haboilim Oimrim B'yesrim. Let's say the Bailim says he'll be paid for 20. And v'choladim oimer b'yesim. Other people also say they'll be produced from Hegdish for 20 sloyim. So locher is pshita ha'bailim kaidim, and Bezdin gives it to the Hegdish. The Hegdish gives it to the Bailim first. V'fnei shein m'sifin chaymish, because when the Bailim redeem it, they have to add on a fifth. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be? Omar Rechud, somebody says, not the Bailim, harehi shali b'yesrim v'yachas. I'll pay 21 sloyim. And the case is that the Bailim himself already said he'll only pay 20 sloyim. So locher is, ha'bailim leistim esrim v'sheis. The Bailim has to give 26 sloyim, they have to be paid for it. Because they said 20, so you have to add on a fifth to that, it makes it 25. But since somebody else said he'll pay 21, so we have to look as if it's really worth 21. And therefore, he has to add on the chaymish to what he originally said. So he has to add on 5 to the 20. But now that somebody else has said it's worth 1, so he has to pay together 26. What's going to be b'yesrim mishdayim? Somebody else said he'll pay 22 sloyim. Again, the same thing, 25 for their own cheshbin, and 2 more for what this person said it was worth. Somebody said he'll pay 23, so again, 25 and the extra 3. Because the Bible said he'll only pay 20, and the chaymish is at its 5. So he has to pay 25, and this person said 23, 3 more is 28. What's going to be if somebody else says he'll pay 24? So the Bailim lays the estimation. The Bailim has to pay 29. What's going to be b'yesrim mechamish? Somebody else also said he'll pay 25. And according to the Bailim, that he said he'll pay 20, with this chamish is also 25. So who do we give it to here? Still, the Bailim lays to give it to the Bailim, and shleishim, the Bailim will have to pay 30. And the klal of the Mishnah says now, shein meisifin chamish al ilu shozeh, that we do not make the Bailim to pay a fifth, because somebody else values it more. The Bailim only has to pay a fifth of what he wanted to pay. So since the Bailim wanted to only pay 20, we only make him pay a fifth of 20, umilabar, means 5. After he has 5 onto 20, 25, now a fifth of 25 is 5, that's how you get a fifth umilabar from the outside. Even though the other person said it was worth 25, so we have to add on 5 more, that's called ilui. We have to value another 5 what that person said is worth more. But on that extra, what that person said is worth, that's the chiddush, that the original Bailim does not have to pay a fifth on that. He only has to pay a fifth of what he wanted to pay. What's going to be Omar Echad Harei Shali B'Yesu Meshais? Somebody else says he'll pay 26 for it. So it's like this. Imrotzu HaBailim Litam Shleishim V'Yachas V'Dinur HaBailim Koidvim. If the Bailim wants to pay 21 sloim in a dinner, then he goes first. If not, we tell this person it's yours. The more explains this case is talking about that the Bailim himself started out to say he'll pay 21. So when he says he'll pay 21, it comes out with his tesis of a chaymish, it comes out to be 26 in a dinner. Because you have to give an extra 5 and a dinner for your chaymish. It comes out to be together 26 in a dinner. Now, when the other person said he'll give 26, so that person is adding 5 more to him. So it comes out he'll have to pay 31 and a dinner. So if he's nicha to pay the 31 and a dinner, very good, he gets it. If he doesn't want to pay it, then we tell the other one that says 26, he gets it. Now, some say when it says v'yim lav, when do we say the Bailim doesn't have to take it? That's if the Bailim start out to say he'll only pay 20. V'yim lav means if the Bailim said he'll only pay 20, so then the Bailim would only have to pay now 25. And when he had done another 5, he'll only have to pay 30. So therefore, we'll only have to pay 25, and this one is saying 26, so this one wants to pay more than what the Bailim wants to pay. Therefore, in this case, he got tichav, listen to that person. We don't force the Bailim to pay, since even after the Bailim would have to moist of his chaymish, this person is still saying he'll pay more. The Bailim only said 20. And we add on a fifth that makes them pay 25. And the person said 26, so in this case, we don't put the Yilu back on the Bailim, but rather we say he got Ticho, we let this person keep it. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Chizda says, Loishon, when was learned in the Mishnah, that the Yain Menashkin, Mamashkin, and Menichsei Ben Chamishim, El Esas Loyim, when do we say, when the one that said 50 retracts, you only take away 10 from him, Ela Sheben Aboyim Oimibim Kaimai, that the one that says 40 is agreeing right now to pay. It's only the 50 that retracted, so then it's only missing 10, he has to pay the 10. Aval Ein Ben Aboyim Oimibim Kaimai, let's say, like the Maskana is going to be, they both retract at the same time. The one that said 50 and the one that said 40 both retract at the same time. Then the Lachar is Mishalashin Benayim. This middle 10 we split between both of them. Meaning to say like this, the one that says 50 for sure has to pay the 10 between 10 and 40. But now, when the 40 retracted also, so they're only going to get 30, so that second 10 from 40 to 30, both of them are achroi for that, both the 50 and the 40. Therefore they split it between them, so the one that says 50 is going to have to pay 15, and the one that says 40 is only going to have to pay 5. That's what Abchizda says. So this the Gemara says, no. Tanan learned in our Mishnah, Chaz Aboy Shal Aboyim, when the one that said 40 retracted, is a Mashkin and not Esam. We take away 10 slain from him. The question is, why am I? Litein Bar Chamishin Bahadei. The one that said 50 should have to pay half of his 10. That's what Abchizda just said. And the one that says 50 has to pay 15, and the one that says 40 only has to pay 5. So Gemara says, Teleka ben Chamishim. Meaning to say, you could learn what the Mishnah says, when the 40 retract, they have to pay 10, it's a new case by itself where there's no 50 at all. The highest bid was 40. So when he retracts, and we only get 30, that's why he has to pay 10. Then it says the Mishnah Chosa by Ben Shloshim, the one that said 30 retracted. So the Mashkinim and the Chosa by Esther would take away from him 10. The question is why, if there's one that said 40, he also retracted. So am I. Felitim, the Ben Aboyim Badei, the one that said 40 should have to pay half of his 10. So again, the Gemara says no, it couldn't be according to Rav Chisda. The Mishnah means a new case, the Lekha Ben Aboyim. There was no 40, the highest bid was 30. So when he retracts, he has to pay his 10, because they're only going to get 20. Then the Mishnah says another case. Chaza by Ben Esser, the one that says 20 retracted, so Ramashkin and Chaza by Esser, we take away 10 slain from him. Again, the same question. The Havamina is, there was a 31 also. So Ma Lita in the Ben Shleshim Badein, the one that said 30 should also have to pay half of his, of the 20. So Gemara says, no, again, this case is also a case by itself, the Lekha Ben Shleshim. When it says 20 retracted, means there was nothing higher, he was the highest bid. So Gemara says, Ihaki, if that's the case, that every case is a case by itself, Ava Sefer, what does the Sefer say? Chaza boy Shalether, when the one that said 10 retracted, so much chronoise bishovehel. We sell it as the best we could get, and if you only get 6 or 7 or 8, for the Freud Mishalether, Esamaisa, the one that said 10 will have to pay up to 10, will have to pay the extra 2 or 3. So the question is why, again, Lace of the Ben Esrim Badei, since there's the one that said 20 also, and he retracted, he should have to split the price between 10 and what they receive. So maybe tell me, Hochinam here also, the Lekha Ben Esrim, there's nobody 20, it's only the one that said 10, the Hochi, Nifroyim Mishal Asoro, what does it have to say, that doesn't have the right to collect from the one that said 10, Nifroyim Imenu Miboyle, it just should have said from him, if there's nobody else, just him, it should have said straight, that when you said you were redeeming for 10, and then you retract, so now Bezdin sells it, if Bezdin only gets 6 or 7, so they're missing out the 4 or 3, you'll have to pay it. Let it just say Mimenu. What does it have to say from the Ben Esrim? Mashma, there are 2 or 3 people here. So Morintz is like this. The Morintz is, El Omer of Chizu, Chizu is like this, Lakash, I say there's no question. Kan Babasachas, Kan Bezeachazel. When does Reb Chizu say that Lashon will have Ben Esrim? But when both the 40 and the 50 retracted, they both split it, that's when they both retracted the Basach at the same time. But the Mishnah, it says, no, we take away 10 from the 50 and 10 from the 40, that's where they retracted, b'zeachazeh. So first, when the 50 retracted, he has a chiv only to give 10, because the 40 is supposed to pay his 40. Then when he retracts, he has to pay his 10. So therefore, there's no stira. The Mora says, Tanya Nam Yechon, learn like this also. Chozru kulam kiyechon. If they all retract the same time, then Mishal Shalom B'neim, then we make them pay equally. I for not that wrote our Mishnah number Mashkim in the Chos of Adesser. We make him pay the complete 10. Now Olav Shemamina, isn't this a good proof? Olav Shemamina, here should be a good proof. Kid Rav Chizda Shemamina, that when they retract the Vasachas, then we say they have to split in the lower one's price. But when they retract Zechazem, then each one pays his 10. Now the Gemara says, Ika sum de romilu mirma. Some ask this for a question. Tanan, learned in our Mishnah, chozoboy shaleser. When the one that said 10 retracted, we sell the best we could get. For the Froy Mishaleser, the less than 10, we make him pay. Esa Moiser. I, for time you learned Mishal Shalom B'Naim, it's not only him, but we make the one before also split half of his price. Omer Rav Chizdor, Chizdor answers, Lakash, there's no stira. Kan Bavasachas, Kan Bezechazer. One Bavasachas, then Taka, they do split. And Bezechazer, then we say, no, each one has to pay his own 10. Then the Mishnah says, Abay Lemoimrim, B'Yesrim. The Bavim said, I'll pay 20. V'cholodom, B'Yesrim, V'Yachas, V'Yesrim, Mishtayim. So you make the original Bailam pay 26, 27. So Mursa, what are you telling me now? To Chaymish Adif, that it's better to get an extra Chaymish than to get it from somebody else. So Mursa says, Raminu, I'll throw you a question. It says, Aloha, by my Sisheini, Balabayis, I'm a Beselo. Balabas says he wants to redeem it for a seller. V'yechur, I'm a Beselo, B'yista. Somebody else says he'll redeem it with a seller and an Issa. So Lacharish shall sell the Yisakaidim and go to him first. From the Shemasif and Allah Karen, that since he's adding more to the Karen, even though the Bible would have to add a fifth and it'll be more, so what? We look at the Karen alone. So see, we don't care about the Chaymish, we look upon the Karen. Whoever's offering more Karen has to have the right to get it. So where it says, you can't ask the Tushta between Maisesheni and Hegdish. I'll tell you, Hoch or the Chumisho Rabcha to Hegdishu. By Hegdish, when you pay an extra fifth, who do you give it to Hegdish? If so, Chaymish Adif is more Adif to get the Chaymish. Therefore, we go bust the Chaymish, because the Maisa Hegdish will end up with more. But also, my Maisa Shaini, the Chumish Ravcha the Balabayis, even if the Balabas has to eat on another fifth, so what? What does the Balabas do with the fifth? He takes it to Yishlaim and eats it. It's his own gain, though. So therefore, in such a case, Karna Tifruk, the Iker is what you're being pointed the Maisa Shaini on, how much money you're using for the Karen itself. Therefore, Shapir. But Chaymish Le'ichmaslav doesn't bother us so much how much you be Meisah for the Chaymish or not. Because that's not Malacha to be Meisah for Chaymish. But the Ikar Pediyah of Meisah Sheni is with the Karen. So therefore, whoever is offering more Karen, that's why we want it to be Pediyah through that. But the Hegdish, where the Chaymish goes to Hegdish, then we care that Hegdish should have the Ravcha. Then it says in the Mishnah, Omar Echad Harei Shali. The Yetzir of the Chaymish, if he says he wants to pay 25, then we make the owner pay 30. 25 for his 20 and 5, and then another 5 for this person said is worth 25. So where it says, the lame ruha bailim. Why doesn't the bailim say, also gavroi b'chikoyin, you got somebody in my place. Like I'm offering 20, and even after my 5th, I have to pay 25. Now that somebody else also offers 25, so why bother me? Go to him. So where it says, no. Diyomar Bailim Dinur, because Diyomar Bailim, we're talking about where the Bailim says he'll pay 20 in a dinner. As if he says a drop more, we still go to him. For at the Gemara of a list of dinner, why didn't the Mishnah say he offered 20 in a dinner? The Gemara says, like Doc, we're not the Madaik to be exact. For the Mavaloi, Volkatoni says clearly, in Rotsu Abailim Litim Shleshim Yechim a dinner. At the end, when it says 31 in a dinner, there it does say. Is Bailam Kaidmim. So you see, when the Mishnah wants to say the extra dinner, it says it. But in the ratio, when he only said 20, it doesn't say the dinner. So where it says, Elu Amar Rovo, the Yoma Bailam Pruta. The Bailam says will pay 20 and a Pruta. And that's for Laidok, that's not Medayikin. A dinner, that's much more than we're Medayikin. But a simple Pruta, we're not a Medayik. So if a case is over where the Bailam says will pay 20 and a dinner. And 20 and a Pruta. So if we have to risk chaymish, it's like 25 and a few prutas, so that's more than just the other one's 25. Therefore, we still go back to the Bailam first. He should be part of it. Then the Mishnah says, Shein Moisif and chaymish al ilui. That the other person is appraising it more than the Bailam, for that appraising, the Bailam does not have to add a fifth. Omer Rav Chizor Chizor says, Leishon well with this learned, El Leishloi Nisham Hegdish Begimel, if Bezmin was not estimated by three people. But if Bezdin estimated with three people, then Moisifin, then the Bailam has to add a fifth, even on this Haisofa. And what it's worth, because that's what it's worth. Rashi says, I mean, Shalai, Somu Shloshim the Yodim as a Kaka. Kamot, Kamot Shom as a Racher. And this other one said, Aval Shamu Shloish of three people made the estimate Kedvor of that person, then that's the price of the field, and therefore the Bailam has to be Maisa B'chaymesh on that price. So even though the Bailam only said 20, when somebody else said 25 and Bezdin estimated with three people that's worth 25, that's the price of the field. Therefore the owner will have to pay 25 and a fifth of that. Versus Tani Nami Yochi, we learned about this also. Tani Nami Yochi, Beishamay says, Moisifin, you have to add a fifth on this extra money. Or they still lend you no A Moisifin. So, what are we talking about? Eloi Nisim, if there was no estimate yet, my time of the Beisham, what do you have to add it for? Either Nisim, if there was an estimate already from three people, Lamer of Chizu Yamaka Beisham, come out and Beisham, Chizu, and it's not like Beisham, not like Beisilo. So, we said, no, the case here is Leolam de la Nisim. They did not estimate it at all. If so, how come you have to pay a chaymish of that? I'll tell you, Beishamai machmir, the Beishamai tank is machmir, that even though it's loy nisha megimol, still you have to pay a chaymish of the iloy also. Iboisem, another task I can answer you is, liyolam the nisha, no, it was estimated by three people. If so, it's a kash, how could they still say you don't have to pay, and the says, do you have to pay? I'll tell you the epoch, Beisham is the one that says you don't have to. And Beisul is the one that says Moisifin. So Beisul is a more machmir than Beishamai. For the Gemara is so, Pulis Nayo Gabi Kule Beishamai Vechum Beisilu. Why wasn't this learned in the Mishnah of Idias, where it says all the cases there where Beishamai is more machmir, or where Beisul is more mekul, and Beisil is more machmir? Because usually we know Beishamai is more machmir. There were six cases there that Beisil is more machmir than Beishamai. So this is one of the cases. This also should have been learnt over there. So where it says, Eliyelam de Lanishim, we were talking about the terrace before, where so far was not estimated this field. And I'll tell you, Beisham Machmir, the Sonny Beisham is of Machmir that says, even though we didn't estimate it by three, still, you have to pay the Chaymish, even on the Ilui. The Bailam only said he wants to pay 20, but somebody else says he wants to pay 25 for it, so we come out now, the price is 25. And therefore we tell the Bailam he has to pay 25 and a fifth of that. Then it says the Mishnah Echaray Maharehi Shali Biyesu Mishais 26. So Rotsin, if the Bailam wants to pay, good. Lo Rotsin doesn't want to know. Amri, why? Because the Bailam has a right to say Osi Gavro Bicharikin. I have somebody in my place. He's playing just what I would have paid. Now they ask the question: V'dinu Mayavinatay. What is the dinu doing over here? It says 31 and the dinu. What is the dinu, the extra dinu doing over here? So Amri of Sheshi, says. This is what the Mishnah means to say. If Rotzo Bailam Mikoralita and Cheshbin Hamagia Liyechot Ushloishim Adinu, if the Bailam first said he would give 20, that the Bailam's Cheshbin itself will come out to be 31 and Adinu. So Gemara explains now, Hechidomi, what's the case talking about? Hechidomi, the Yom that the Bailam first started off to say, I'll pay the Esrim Liyechot, I'll pay 21. Now a fifth of that is comes out to be 26 and a dinner. And since this other one is saying he'll give 26, that's five more, so you have to add five to your 26 and a dinner, which comes out to 31 and a dinner. Therefore, the Mishnah says, Habailam Kredmim. But for Yimlam, if the Bailam did not say he'll pay 21, but rather he only said he'll pay 20. So according to his Cheshman, he has to pay 20, even with the Chayim, which is only 25. And now that somebody else says, I'll pay 26, he has a right to say to Hegdish, listen, he got ticha. I have somebody to my place, meaning he'll pay you more. So therefore we leave the Bailam alone, and we tell this person, let him pay the 26. Because according to how much the Bailam wants to pay, he offered to pay 20, and his fifth makes it only to be 25. And if somebody else offers to pay 26, Anachnami, we'll leave the Bailam alone, and we'll let this other person pay the 26. All right, we'll stop here.